Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AMI. What a treat we have today. And I do hope that someday everybody will have the opportunity to see what I'm seeing right now live from the Mediterranean. We have with us Alexander and Ricarda Russ. And they're nodding their heads in front of me because I can see them. And these are two of the most amazingly, can I say, handsome and beautiful examples of humans being more and the Nican journey, because it hasn't been that long for them. However, compared to some of us old timers, you know, that were around when the dinosaurs were roaming. And however, what I have learned from them, from their example, has been stellar. So they're going to share some of the secrets, success, love, speed, which is something they shared with me a few weeks ago when we were having a WhatsApp video chat. And it's been truly wonderful watching you guys from afar, because afar is across the Atlantic Ocean, and I've learned a ton. But can you, for the sake of our audience here on Saturday AM Live, take us back to the beginning of how you were introduced to Nican, and you shared a secret with me that you called Nican your side hustle. And in English or in America, that can sometimes be derived as a negative, but it's definitely not a negative for you guys. And you're nodding your heads, and I know that, and I know the heart of what it can be, because I don't think any of us, short of Dennis and Ruth Williams, and maybe there are some others, that jump into Nican with both feet, knowing that, oh, this is a career, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life, I'm going to turn off everything else. No, we just kind of add to what we're already doing. We add Nican, and then all of a sudden, those of us who are more entrepreneurial, like you guys are, it becomes front and center. And anyways, I've asked a lot of questions right up front, but take us back to the beginning, and I'm going to let you guys talk and then just share your heart with those who are listening.
Yeah, well, then. Awesome introduction. Awesome being here. Thank you so much. We are really honored and hope we can give a little value to this round today. How we get to know Nican, I must say again, thank you for giving us the next 4 hours of your life to explain our story. Maybe a little bit longer. We'll see. I sometimes feel a bit like a dinosaur in Nican, because I got to know Nican 23 years ago, which was quite important for me. But we only started Nican the real way as a serious business kind of 4 years ago. But going back 23 years, I was a bit younger. My father was a bit iller. So he had a very hard time. He was, like you could say, maybe an old man. So he had problems sitting down, getting up, moving around. And his pain therapist introduced us to Nican. He said, well, maybe I have a solution. And we said, well, okay, would be nice, because all other doctors said he has to live with all that stuff. And he introduced us to this next stuff. And I thought, magnets? Serious? But we came to the conclusion that somehow they might not have any side effects. We never heard of somebody who died of an overdose. So we said, okay, well, why not give it a try? And the amazing thing was, within a very short period of time, he got back his vitality. He was able to, well, move like a normal person without having problems or any issues. He was able to get to know his grandchildren, our two kids. And he had a completely different life. I said it had because he passed away 14 years ago, but not because he was sick or something, just because he was old. And if you had a good time, if you had a good life, then it's okay to pass away. And that's kind of what happens to him. But he had the chance to be healthy, vital, living a good life. Jumping a bit forward, we always used the products. It was nice to have them, and they also helped me with my health. But it was more like this side hustle thing. I still, at some point, thought I would be a good lawyer, so I studied the law, which turned out has a lot to do with arguing, and which is not my thing. Well, I could have thought about that before, but after some semesters, I found out no, that's probably not the right thing. Ricardo and I, who's you can't see it, but the beautiful lady on my side, she will also say something. But right now, I'm just trying to sum up in the next 4 hours what our life was in the last 23. So we started a company, online marketing company, which was quite successful, one of the best known in the German-speaking markets. Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. We also founded another company that is the golf equipment area, so producing golf balls and stuff like that. But what we found out is that anything just turned around us. So you have to take the decisions. You have to take care of the production if you are leading agency. Well, people basically buy you. They buy your time. It's kind of like... I don't know if you say that in English, but it's like being a prostitute. You're being paid and you have to do whatever the client wants. Most time it's safe, but, well, you have to do. Which is nice for the ego because, well, they just want it by your, in this case, brain. But you always have to be there. You can't have vacation. Well, if you have vacation, you're not being paid. You can't be ill. You're not being paid. Well, luckily, we always used Nikon products, so being ill wasn't an issue. But we love to travel, so holidays and not being paid was an issue. And for some reason, I like the idea of if something happens, only if it would be nice if things would still go on. So anything is centered to yourself. If I'm dying, whatever is happening, yeah, I have still time to do that, but whatever is happening, it will be over from 1 second to the other. What we've built now is it will keep on running. It doesn't matter. I mean, we'll probably have sales right now. Well, we're having a nice talk. And things will just continue no matter what we're doing. And that's pretty awesome. So, 4 years ago, we decided to do business the real way. So we are still combining online marketing with network marketing. But we're doing more network marketing, which, it started when we were invited to the last time Nikon went to Japan. And maybe... all others want to have a lovely voice to hear. Well, do you want to tell how Japan was for us?
Yeah, sure. So Japan, we won a contest, so we went to Japan, and it was the greatest journey we ever had with the greatest people we ever met. So we decided we want to be more with those people. And for those we have to do the business seriously. And so in the same year, we moved from Germany to Malta. We stopped our other companies, and we went all in and started Nikon, online and offline. And that's where our journey with Nikon business started.
Now, wait a second, Ricardo. That's not very fair. To sum up, because we need to give you ample, or as they say, equal opportunity time to share more. Because I know there's more to the story. Because for Stacy and I, and this is not about Vance and Stacy Rogers, but let me just interject here and say, because I've talked with Barb Satterwhite, I've talked with Ruth and Robert Lowe. I mean, I can name all the people when we've been on these exotic trips, and they are very exotic trips to these foreign countries, whether it's Dubai or Japan or Cancun or Cruise or Europe. I've walked around the streets of Paris at Nikan's expense. And been in London, and they've been truly wonderful. And I know how much these trips have impacted the Rogers family. And you said something, and I want to go back to it because it often gets overlooked. You enjoyed being around these people. And something that Tom Watanabe said years ago, and I don't know if it was his quote, if he stole it from somebody else. I don't know, and it doesn't matter. But he said, I like you better, or I like myself better when I'm with you, is how he said it. And when we get around like-minded people that are in part of the Nikan wellness community, all of a sudden we start realizing, wait a second, I feel better, I think better. When I hang around people like Ben Woodward and Michael DeMuccio and Bo Tanis, and I can start naming all these amazing people that I get to connect with every week, because I either call them or I text them, or they call me or they text me or whatever, or I email them. People like Elaine Connolly and Barb Satterwhite, Gisela Stevens, and I can keep on going, that are part of the Rogers organization. I get around these people and my mindset changes. My physical body feels better. My family feels better. You look at all five pillars. Why? What was that shift that happened in Japan that caused you to say, wait a second, there's a business here. We like this. Because what you're talking about is not anti-American. It goes away from the work, get a good job, work 4.4 years, that's the average right now, then get a different job and work 4.4 years, and then get a different job. That's the American way right now. But our culture is shifting. They're becoming more smart like you guys are and saying, wait a second, we can work anywhere in the world where it's nice and it's sunnier. It's nice, and the people are nice because it's sunny. It's different. Explain that, Ricarda.
The shift. I don't know. Something was happening in Japan. So I think our whole life was at that time changing. Everything was changing. So it was, Nikan came on the right time for us 4 years ago. This trip was, it was like that we were in another world. I can't explain it. I don't know. So we changed, after that we changed everything. The people, our mindset, our work, everything. So I never was a person who worked for other people, only for us. And I was always looking for the right job opportunity. And I thought always, I'm not good enough, or I don't know what I want to do in my life. And 4 years ago, I think it made click. So I just knew that I want to do this and nothing else.
A bit like coming home.
But when I wake up every morning, I have my habits. We are every day. We are working on our routine. I love. We are working extremely many hours every day. So also online working. Means that you have to work and show up, and we show up every day, also on weekends. And yeah, but it's fun. We both are very creative, and we can be creative with that work, especially online. We can connect everywhere in the world. So we are working in US and also in Europe, everywhere. And it's great. So sometimes I don't speak the language. We have a lot of requests in Spanish. I can't speak Spanish, but you have this great internet. You can translate everything, and it's nice. So, and what we also do and what I like is great customer service. I think that it's so great to be in contact with people also online. Well, we are always online in contact because Malta is not an open market. We have to work online. And we speak every day with people, and we don't know them. Everybody in our downline I never saw in face-to-face, only on Zoom. So we have to meet them in person after COVID. But it works.
Ricardo, what I hear you saying, but what I see you saying, again, because I have the advantage of seeing you on the screen, is I see your heart for both of you. And often people will say, well, what are you doing to, because it is about selling. Okay, let's be honest. Yes, we share Nikken, we share Mr. Masuda's vision about this Japanese man who met or was merged with a German inventor. I heard that this week for the first time. I'd never heard that story. Thank you, Brody Craney, for sharing it that way. But the two ideas, you know, as Dennis Williams taught me years ago, there's nothing more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And when you guys were in Japan, I think what I hear and sense is that it just happened for you. Give us an example. What you do, because you said you work really hard. You guys are very creative. You're coming up with ideas. But again, when we own our own businesses, we do work hard, but we find pleasure. And it's really not work. I argue with our 12-year-old all the time. Because I said, Daddy doesn't work. Daddy goes and plays with Uncle Spence, and we do a lot of things in our other family business, and I really, truly enjoy it. She doesn't like the fact that it takes me away from home, but it is what it is. But in Nikken, when we work our business, we play Nikken. What does that look like? Because you have two amazingly handsome boys. I only have daughters, so you have two handsome boys who are growing up experiencing a life that other people only dream of. When you're saying you're selling or sharing Nikken products with people that you don't even speak their language, where do these contacts come from? How are you doing this? And I know the answer, but I have to ask because people will text me or they'll say, hey, what are they doing? Because I want in on that. I want in on that secret. I want to know how they're doing it. Well, it's complicated, I know. But give us an example of how you're meeting people through the internet or that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, it's not that complicated. At the end, it's not a magic trick. It's just work. Before starting with the work or fun part, just like you would say, it is, let me say that I'm extremely grateful, and it shows me all the time that we are the right company, that we have so many consumers. So there are a lot of people who are more than willing to pay the normal retail price because they have understood what a difference those products will make in their life, or they already know and they want to buy them again. Which brings us kind of to the first approach. Some people know about Nikken, or some people know about different kind of products like a water filter or drowning or a drowning mat or a drowning pet or whatever. And so what they do is days is they search online if they don't have somebody, if they're not connected with somebody. So, like 20 years ago, someone heard about a magnetic whatever that could help release stress in the back or whatever. But that person is not, either the person is no longer connected with LinkedIn or moved away, died, I don't know, whatever, they're not connected anymore. So people tend to search on the internet. So they Google it. They Google magnetic plate or something from LinkedIn or whatever. And if things go good, they'll probably find one of our sites. So, well, they find information about the product or the category or about filtering your water or why it's important to or about mild alkaline water or whatever. So they are being informed. It's like talking one of the information to somebody who wants it at that moment in time. Which makes it easier to convert because, well, they were searching for something that produces alkaline or mild alkaline water. So we have the solution for them. So they get the idea, they click, they land on our PWP, and if we are lucky, they convert. Once they converted, they bought, and if we are able to connect with them, so if we have their email address, then we mail them and say, well, awesome that you're our customer. You're so very welcome. I hope the product will arrive soon. I'm pretty interested in your experience with it. Would be great if you would get back to me. Otherwise, I'll be back in 2 weeks or something. If they buy a water filter, we already teach them to say, okay, well, maybe it's not right now, but in 7 months you'll change your water filter. Probably nice to know that we have a wellness subscription, so you'll be able to get your product on a regular basis. You don't have to think about it, and you'll even save 10%. So that's, first of all, the customer area. They will receive several emails about products, other product categories, as well as maybe it's nothing for you, but maybe you know somebody who would like to share what we are sharing. Like, kind of like these emails. So they get back to us and say, well, maybe it's something for me. Why do you say it's not for me? Okay, okay, let's talk about it. Or they say, okay, well, I know this guy, has a wellness resort or a massage, whatever. It could be something for him. Let's connect. So this is one area. We also go to both parts, other parts of attraction marketing. Well, in English it's easier to explain because in English attraction already has action in it. So we are doing both. We are building systems where people are attracted to whatever they are searching for, and we are going into action to search actively for those people. So there are different platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Well, TikTok we did not try yet. We might. I'm not sure. But people say it's a great thing. I'm feeling a bit strange starting to think or dance a bit. But well, we'll see. It's always important to have a look at those platforms. So, and those platforms make it pretty easy to select people who could be interested. It's like, I told you it will be 4 hours. So, yesterday, we watched the training with Dean Graziosi. He does it right now. It's a free training. I guess you can still participate. 4 days, three are over, so today is the last day. It's pretty interesting, and Dean told us also a way how to get connected to people if you want to sell, in this case, if you want to sell your course or program or whatever. And it's kind of simple, and that's also the simple approach we have. So you search for, let's say, Facebook. You probably like-minded people. And I don't mean necessarily like-minded to Nika. It could also be about people who think living in the sun would be a good idea, or who like, I don't know, an iPhone here, who like Apple products, or really are interested in, I have a glass of water here, water, drinking water, living healthy. So I found several different niches, or niches, I don't know what you're saying, I like niche. And I go into these groups, and either I say, well, let me introduce myself, I do this and that and her. Would be awesome to connect. I mean, it's easy. It's like, but it's less weird than if you're on a party and you have 100 people and you step on stage, grab the microphone and say, well, I'm Alex, let me introduce myself. That's a bit weird, but in Facebook groups, it's okay. It's normal. People accept that. So that's one thing. Oh, the other thing is you go into the group that is about water, drinking water, and you say, hey, guys, in for drinking alkaline water. Or, hey, guys, who's already filtering or thinking about filtering their own tap water? And then there's people who say, oh, well, I'm not filtering yet, but I'm interested in filtering. I'm searching for information. And then I go, okay, well, maybe I can help you. I'll send you a DM. And let's chat about it. And let's see if you're open for more info. It's like online is offline, but online. So it's same, but different. It's easier to find people because, well, they already selected themselves as good prospects because they already said, well, I'm interested in what you're offering.
And Alex, what I hear you saying, if I can interpret this a little bit, it's something that, and I quote this a lot, and I apologize for those of you who hear me repeat this quote, but something that St. Francis of Assisi said many, many, many years ago, seek first to understand, then seek to be understood. What you're doing is you're seeking to understand those people, those customers, those people who are looking for what Nikan has to offer, and then you're seeking to be understood. You're saying, hey, well, this is what we've been doing. This is what our family uses. Do you want to be as good looking as we are? Do you want to be as happy as we are? Do you? And again, we're not trying to sell ourselves. We're just simply saying to all those people that are online, and we see, what I call the trio from Toronto, the DiMuccio ladies. These young ladies are just killing it because they figured out how to reach the target audience of people who don't want to wait until, as you said, your father, who was older, but just because you're older doesn't mean you have to be sick and dying. You can still have a quality of life. And I have two very young parents. They're 80 and they're very, very active because of these Nikan products. And just as a sidebar, and I want to go full circle for the sake of time. And you said you keep saying 4 hours. And every time you say that, Ricardo smiles going, oh, my goodness, would he stop talking? And my wife, Stacy, says that all the time. Would you just stop talking, husband? But so many people are looking for ways not only to look better, but to feel better, to have a better quality of life. They just don't know what they're looking for. And as a quick example, I got a text the other day from one of our dear friends who, she's a customer, and she owns several of the Nikan Air units. And she asked this via text, Vance, I need to replace all of my filters. Do I do that through you? And I wanted to say back via text, no. Now, if you can call somebody else. No, I didn't do that. So I wrote her a text this morning. I know she's on vacation. And I simply said in my text, when you return home from holiday, as they say in Europe, Nikan has a special right now, and I will help you place that order so you can get the discount. Well, she's interested in the discount because she already has a need. I just have to connect her. And you also said something else that I'd like you to go back on, because there's a lot of Nikan customers that are out there that are searching for us. They just don't know who us is. And I know that's not proper English. But my parents just yesterday received a $379 auto ship order or wellness subscription order. And I get to call these people today on behalf of my parents and follow up and say, hey, it's been a while since you ordered. Do you know there's some other newer products similar? Because these people, they're elderly. They don't use the computer, but somehow they got connected to Nikan, and they were customers underneath my parents from 25 years ago. And so they sought out my parents. I know their story a little bit, but when we do that, how do we make ourselves more available, more attractive? Because you guys are studying this. You're seeking ways to get out there, not only in Europe, but also in the States. So essentially, you're stealing business from those of us in North America because you're smarter and you're both smiling, and I love that. How do we...
Think about it. If somebody from a different country who's hardly able to speak the language or not as good as those who are in, what does it say if we're stealing the business? First of all, it says, well, do a better job there, and you might not feel like it's stealing. Second of all, it shows that it is at low. If you have a Wi-Fi, you can do the job. So it's like, I mean, it's from my point of view, it's totally fair if somebody from Florida sponsors someone in California or it steals those people there, like you would say. So I don't see it as stealing. I think it's a business opportunity. It's an option to be online. I think a lot of people in Nikan haven't a single clue about what options and possibilities they have just by being online, by being themselves online. It's not that evil. It's it depends what you're doing. So what I'm always telling people, also my kids, which is very important, I think it's important. If you don't have to pay for it, then you buy the product. So, like Facebook, Google, whatever, online, if you don't pay for it, you are the product. If you're clear about that, then you can start thinking about, okay, well, if I don't want to be the product, but how can I use it to my advantage? Like, not scrolling for hours and hours and hours through your feed, but going into groups, talking to people. We're the Nikan Wellness community is a global community. So it's, so you're able to work global.
It's completely different than the way we used to work.
Just to finish this stealing thought, because I think it's very important that you address that, because I know there are a lot of people who really think they are stealing our volume. Actually, we don't take any customers from somebody who is connected with them. I mean, if they would order with us and not with the consultant who's living next door, there might be serious issues in their relationship. So I don't think so. It's just kind of leftovers who are flying around in the internet. We're opening people for the products we have. So, and it might be that somebody is reading in on our U.S. side about Brew and Soda. They are ordering it, they love it, and think, okay, it would be awesome to have a group here to connect with them and to subscribe the consult. Okay. Well, then they're connected to somebody else, or we sponsor them and help them there. So it's less stealing. It's just people who want to have the product. The thing is, what would happen if we were not there? So they would not get the information they need. They might go to Amazon, which is really, I don't know, the real city. It's they buy with consultants who are doing the business in an illegal way. If you look at the Nikan rules, this is that something that is, sorry for my German, pissing me off. That there are people who are cheating the system. I mean, we are using the system to gain volume, to have happy customers, to have people who say, thank you very, very much. It's awesome to be connected with you. You're helping me through every single step. I love Nikan. We are helping that Nikan can grow. And on the other hand, there are people-based systems, whatever you want to call it, I call it cheating, that are using systems that are not allowed in Nikan's eyes, and I think that's a good decision from Nikan. So they use Amazon in a professional way, eBay or you name it. And so people buy it there. The only advantage is there's a sale. The personal data goes directly to Amazon, not to Nikan. So Nikan has no clue who the customer is that could use valuable information about the Nikan wellness community. The only thing that customer receives is a package from Amazon, including a flyer saying, well, maybe you better buy a water filter from Amway. I don't know. Could be. So they are not connected with Nikan, well, the global wellness community. And I think it's different. Not everyone is thinking about it. That was pretty long, I know, I'm sorry, but it is a thing that's quite important for me that I'm trying to make people understand that it's not about stealing, about cheating, about whatever. It's about working and it's about being part of the global wealth community by helping other people to connect with Nikan, to connect to our product, to connect to our world. That's it.
And Alexander, I want to say thank you. The bottom of my heart, because again, I have the advantage of seeing you and seeing your heart the way you just explained it in a way. And I apologize if I pushed your buttons, so to speak, and use that word stealing, because it's a big deal. But when we become available, and when we continue to share humans being more, to share the vision that was started in 1975 with Isamu Masuda, and when we continue to share that and we become available, I think that's the key that I hear what you guys are doing globally, using the internet, using tools the right way. As you said, you modeling this for your boys. I have three daughters, and we model what we do with Nikan for our daughters. That's our legacy. And I've seen my parents do this. I've seen people like Dennis and Ruth Williams do this because they modeled it for us. Dennis showed up at my parents' house. That's how I was introduced to Nikan. I'd never heard of it before. Just like you, I thought it was crazy. I thought, magnets? What? But what would you, let's tie a bow on this conversation so it doesn't become 4 hours long. I know statistically, because Julie Tara has helped me understand that right now, post-COVID, and if I can use that, our culture from a business standpoint, 42% of Americans, I don't know what it is for Canadians, but I know 42% of Americans are saying we don't want to return to business as usual. We want to play at home. We want to work from home. We have dear friends who refuse, and they work for big companies, but they're not going back to work. They said, no, we're not going to commute anymore. We're going to do what Alexander and Ricarda are doing from home, in a beautiful home on a beautiful part of this globe. Okay. And I know this life because we chose 25 years ago to live where we live in a national scenic area. But what would you say to people who are saying, look at, I want to live a life like you guys are living. I want to go on these trips. I'm jealous. I hear what you're saying. I've got to become more available. I've got to do things differently. I've got to be part of this 42% of Americans that say, no, we're not going to go back to business as usual. I'm going to work a little harder. What would you say to encourage us to do that? How do you do that? And I think you've already told us that, how you do that. But what would you both say to encourage us to dig a little deeper, work a little harder, play a little bit more passionately, so to speak?
So what do you think, somebody else who's new, like a prospect, or to you guys?
To both, to the new person or to the old person like myself, who is constantly, every day, looking for new ways to become more available.
Old person, I mean, actually, you obviously, when you started 30 years ago, you started when you were 10. So I think to a new one, I would say, you get $20. That's all it takes. Well, it takes experience, it takes some products, but well, it will find the right products for you so you can have experience, and we can show you how to use that experience with a product to reach out to other people to show why right now it is the best time to join a startup with 47 years of history. Actually, that's what Nikan is from my point of view. It's a startup. It just started. And but it's not like they're I don't know if you see that green behind their ears. They know what they're doing. They have experience for 47 years. So they've proven that they are here to stay, unlike other startups. So there is no real barrier to start. It's important to do the two things. It's important to do the work and learn. If you, and there is a hell of information you can have. I mean, obviously, we right now have some information that you are producing on a more than regular base. There's other information you can, if you say, okay, well, this social thing sounds interesting, you can go to, he's called Fraser Brooks. He's originally from the UK, now living in Dubai. I think he's the best trainer when it comes to social media. Or Eric Worre, who's more a generalist, trying to cover every field. So, condensing it more is what I would say to anybody is, well, if I can, obviously, you can.
Yeah, and what we also say every week in our business presentation is we have to show you options, the way, and I always say to the new ones, you have to be coachable. When you are coachable, then you can do anything. When you are not coachable, you will not have success. So you have to do some steps. We can show everybody the steps, and when they are coachable and show up for action, then step by step, everybody can build a business. And it's up to them. It's up to how many hours they want to work every day. So sometimes we have new people that want to start and say, well, I have 1 hour a week. Plus.
Yeah. At least if you want to earn $10K the next month, it will be hard. So you have to be realistic. I mean, we're not in a get-rich-quick scheme thing, whatever. We're doing something that has that will stay. So you have to put in the work. You have to be always there. You have to show up. You have to do simple steps, but you simply have to do them. If you don't do them, nothing will happen.
So when we started with Mika 4 years ago, the real business, we were at a point that we thought we were not feeling well in our lives. So we thought we want to be in our space without people. But we found out that the business from Nikan is all about people. So we have to speak with people. We have to go out from our comfort zone every day. So when I'm sitting here and speak not in my main language, I step out of my comfort zone. But we have to do it, also Alex and I, every day. Everybody has to do it.
That is something that I think sums it all up. If we we've all got these quotes, and I'm just going to finish it by the one that I shared with my daughter yesterday at the end of a very hard week of volleyball camp. She's 12, and she said, "You know, the coaches made me play with all the older girls, the high schoolers." And I simply said, "Addie, if you want to get good at volleyball, you're going to have to do hard things. You're going to have to play with." And I wrote to a friend. I said, "Yeah, she was upset because she didn't get to play with all the turkeys. The turkeys were the little girls her age, who were 11, 12, and 13, the ones that she goes to see." And I'm not saying that these little girls are bad or just, they're turkeys. They don't want to play volleyball like Addie wants to play volleyball. So Addie has to play in a different league than she's, because she's that good. And two of her coaches said to her, "Oh, no, no, Addie, you don't get to play with the little girls. We're going to move you up to the big girls." And I know it's not about Nikan. I know it's more than that. It's so much bigger than that. And what you guys are doing is setting the example. And I know that you've challenged me this morning, and the people that are hearing and seeing and watching your example from afar, you're challenging them. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart on behalf of so many other people. Because as I learned from the great author and the great communicator, Dr. Wayne Dyer, in his last book before he passed away, "Excuses Be Gone." We either make excuses or we say excuses be gone, and we roll up our sleeves. You two are doing that, and I need you for the sake of the camera here. I want to get a shot, and I want to make sure this on there. There we go. Can you smile? that's the shot I want on the website. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ben, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. It was awesome getting to know you when we first met. Turned out to be even better when you spoke at our Master Day. And now, it's going to be a romance. I'm looking forward to see you again, is what I'm trying to say.
No, I hear your heart. And let me just say, from the bottom of my heart, I was so humbled and honored to be a Master Day speaker. And I'm really glad I took a few extra minutes that morning to actually prepare and pull myself together, because I missed the announcement that I got to speak 2 hours earlier than I was scheduled to speak.
Oh,
what a treat. So,
sir.
thank you for forcing me to be in my A game. I when it was all done, I told my wife, I said, wow. And she said, what happened? And so anyways, thank you. And we look forward to having you back again, if you will. And maybe Vance will learn how to use technology better. But this has been fun. And I'll know, because people will give me feedback. But I think you've taught us so very much in such a short amount of time. And you didn't take 4 hours, too. That was the best part, too.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to go on with this series, so somehow we'll get the 4 hours. No. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been a great pleasure.
Well, thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.